Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Tommy John's. Summer is here. Tommy John's getting ready for Memorial Day, everyone. The 4th of July is coming up. All the things that make this country great. Why shouldn't Tommy John be right behind it with the red, white, and blue underpants with the also U.S. flag print for men and for women? Comes in all their best-selling fabrics, including cool cotton, very breathable, lightweight fibers, keeping you 2 to 3 times cooler and 4 to 5 times drier than your regular cotton. I'm wearing mine right now. You'll never go back. They got the no wedgie guarantee, the stay put waistband, luxurious soft fabrics designed to move with you. And now, through the end of May, Tommy John is donating 5% of every select red, white, and blue style to the Honor Foundation, supporting veterans transitioning to civilian life. It's a good cause. It's a better product. It's Tommy John, right, Dawson?
Go to TommyJohn.com/Adam now to save 20% on your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/Adam.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Need news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, Dennis Rodman is accused of helping his friends shoplift $500 worth of clothing from a Newport Beach, California store, and it was all caught on video. And I'm going to play that for you while I tell you about the story. And maybe we could post this, too. This is from TMZ.
Helping his friends.
Maybe
they'll have the 6'8" black man to take the stuff out of Newport Beach.
So he, well, you know what? We're going to talk about this first. He's trying to distract somebody while two of his friends put stuff in a bag, and his male friend lifts up this giant crystal that's worth like $2,500 to put it inside a bag and just shatters it. So I think that probably called attention to the ruse.
Is it a crystal like display case?
Yeah, like a big amethyst. Like one of those big, you know, purple amethysts.
Oh, let me call Luganus and ask him what an amethyst is. Not pilot, not the...
Lou?
Yeah.
No, sorry.
Captain Lou.
I was confusing.
Captain Lou Albano?
The other guy. The real guy.
I would have sooner guessed Captain Lou Albano than I would have guessed Greg Luganus.
Captain Lou Albano would have been awesome. So
Rodman's like walking around. Is he being Rodman?
Well,
like, oh, you want me to sign that blindfold? Try it on first.
Yeah, employees say he and his friends definitely smelled like alcohol, and they did file charges. They did file a police report. Rodman blamed the broken crystal on the employees.
Well, hold on a second. Rodman sweats alcohol, so we can't say he was drunk.
I was going to say.
He sweats alcohol.
Yeah.
So saying he smells of alcohol just means he could have jogged to the store.
Right.
That's all.
That's a good point. Been to the sauna.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not, the store Vibes is not happy with them. Rodman, by the way, is on probation. Stepping from
go
the drunk
to Newport
driving arrest.
Beach and or open a store called Vibes with a $2,500 amethyst in it. It's on you.
Yeah.
That's
your fault.
That's your fault.
Nobody feels
sorry for you.
Nope.
Like if Rodman found some poor Mexican who was serving up the ghetto dogs and knocked the card over or something, that's one thing. You got the richest husband in the world. If that's there's something, look, I'll give you two choices. You either have a sugar daddy or you have a sugar daddy and you're young dude.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, you're not paying for that store. That's the world's worst business idea ever. Somebody is underwriting that.
That store operates at a loss on purpose.
Mm.
There's no, it's no way that real estate has to be $30,000 a month to lease that storefront, and you're selling belt buckles in there, like candles. Mm-hmm. Like, no way.
Nope.
I want the story, Max Zapata.
Story on the store. Story.
Vibes, Newport Beach.
Guarantee there's somebody there who's paying. There's some old dude who's miserable. He's cutting checks.
So it's okay for them to rip off the store because
absolutely.
They're rich guys.
I would tell that. That's what AOC said.
Wow.
Oh, but wait a minute. Rodman's rich.
Yeah. Well, but so is the
question
store
mark?
Owner.
Rodman's black. Damn it.
He could have easily paid for the amethyst.
I'm assuming these guys were just kind of drunk and stupid. Yeah.
That's what they say.
Whatever.
That's what they smelled.
Mm-hmm. I'd be willing to bet Rodman is not rich. He's had some problems. I'm sure he's had some
retainers.
Settlements. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Legal troubles.
He was
rehab.
Sell that amethyst.
Bad decisions.
Yeah.
What do you think Kim Jong, whoever he's dealing with? I mean, could a guy like that just break him off a chunk?
Oh.
I'm sure he could.
Of the empire?
No, I just mean, like, I don't know. If you're that guy, is $1 million anything to you? No. Do you have it? Do you can you give it? Like, does it make, are you playing with Monopoly money?
Yeah,
you live
money.
In a castle and people carry you? Like, oh, it's this money. You're like, oh, it's belt tightening time here at the kingdom. I'm an evil despot, but I'm not loose with the purse strings. Like, how's that work?
We'd have to, maybe we could even look it up, like net worth, whatever. But like, is Kim Jong-un filthy rich? He's not like oil money rich. Like, he's the, to use the analogy again, he's the one-eyed man in the land of the blind. You know, that's a very, very, very poor country. How rich is he?
Yeah, I think just based on very little.
Relatively very rich.
He'd be more apt to invite Rodman to come live in North Korea and be an ambassador than cut him a check for no reason.
Yeah, I'm just, if he put the claw, if he put the claw on him and said, hey man, I just need $1 million, but I'm over here singing your praises all day long. Mm. You know, I'm sort of a concubine or whatever. Yeah. Like, I'll go... I'm sort of between a concubine and one of those guys who's advertises condominiums with a spinning arrow, but the spinning arrow is pointing at you, Broseph.
Hold on, Chris says it's worth $5 billion. Yeah, but still.
Five billion yen?
Actually, I don't know what they're
dollars.
Pesos. He's worth $5 billion.
Shekels.
That's so sad.
According to the internet.
Hold on. What year is it? Everyone's eating pork. He's worth $5 billion. All right.
I'm saying that
can he give Rodman? He can give him $1 million. Like, he doesn't care. Right?
How hard is that money laundered if Rodman's taken Kim Jong-un's money? How would it even get to him? PayPal?
I don't know anything.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's got to go through Switzerland or something.
I've never thought about it.
Yeah, how
but
would you
here
physically
we are.
Get
we
him the money?
Rodman's going over there and hanging.
Yeah. Teach him how to play basketball.
Doing that because he loves him? Like,
it's because he loves the Bulls. The story came out today that Kim Jong-un tried to get his dad when he was alive to get Michael Jordan to come out on like a Goodwill ambassador, trip, and Jordan declined.
Oh, wow.
But he grew up in the 90s. He's a huge Bulls fan.
Oh, so him and Big Ten.
That's right.
But
lifelong diehards.
Yeah, see, whether you're living in Torrance, Big Tad, or you're living in North Korea, I still call you a fair-weathered fan. You know what I mean? You're not from the Chicago area.
You're not ride or
die. You live and die with the...
Yeah. I think you just caught on because they're popular. But
Nike had a lot to do with that.
So here's the thing. Okay, that explains his love of Dennis, but why is Dennis getting on a plane? I mean, is Dennis getting paid?
Don't you think if any world leader, no matter how evil they were, took an interest in you, you'd be a little flattered?
Why? Yeah. Is there someone interested?
Well, who's asking?
I'm just wondering.
Did someone say something?
Pol Pot have a son?
Justin Trudeau say something?
Is Uday or Kuse still? Is there a third brother we don't know about? Why?
Not world
what
leader.
Have you heard?
I'm just putting out the feelers.
Ooh.
I just want to know kind of where you're at. I'm just taking your temperature.
Oh, I'm excited.
Is Emmanuel Macron a fan of the Man Show?
I'm saying
the Home Show.
He's
Limo.
He's paying. Look, we're super naive. Like, we go, look at Rodman. Rodman's his friend. He's a Rodman. Rodman's come by. Rodman's saying good things about him. Rodman says he's a good dude. He's misunderstood. Why wouldn't he just pay Rodman? Like,
that's totally on the table.
You see all the news stories, like, why is he being his mouthpiece? What's he doing?
Right.
I think he's getting
there
paid.
Is some.
I think
there probably is
okay,
some.
Sure.
Also, keep in mind, I mean, Dennis Rodman was one of the most famous athletes in the world at one point, and he's far, 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 far below that at this point. Must be nice to have someone important be a huge fan of yours
lavishing
and want to fly you literally halfway across the world.
But, yeah, Rodman has
it's
no...
flattery.
Rodman's income is probably doing personal appearances, like showing up in kids' backyard parties and dunking a basketball or opening some hemp shop or some pot store or something like that. To get on a plane and go to Korea, could be a check involved. I don't know. You can look it up, Max. I've never thought about it. It's not really discussed. But now that I think about it, I'm assuming he's getting some money. We'll see.
They're all personal appearances.
Yeah. True. Well, we'll figure it out. Anyway, let me hit... FromYouFlowers.com. Yeah, that's what I want to say. Mother's Day. It is coming. Sunday. Right. Here we are, man. Let's go. Can't go wrong with flowers. FromYouFlowers.com has a fantastic deal for you right now, but we got to jump on it right now. Go to FromYouFlowers.com/M. Get a dozen roses for just just $19.99. Or if you really want to make an impression, you can upgrade to get the 2 dozen mixed roses plus the vase for just $10 more. That's $29.99. You get the 24 roses. You get the free vase, guaranteed fresh and on time Mother's Day delivery. But we got to go right now. J.D. Powers awarded the highest customer satisfaction for online flower retailers in 2019. That's pretty darn good. Order today. Supplies are limited. They're going to sell out. That's from youflowers.com/Adam. All right, here we go, Gina Grad.
Well, Howard Stern is coming out with a third book, and with it, he reveals his favorite interview of all time. According to UpRocks, the new one, it's called Howard Stern Comes Again, is described as his definitive autobiography in a collection of some of his best interviews over the years, Bill Murray, Madonna, Lady Gaga, Donald Trump.
But, Adam Carolla?
Sure. None of those people are revealed to be his favorite, though. Is it Adam?
Oh.
Stern reveals that the book that in the book that is favorite interview of all time. Any guesses?
I have no idea.
George Takei?
Paul McCartney.
Late night talk show host Conan O'Brien.
Hmm.
In the 2015 interview, O'Brien discusses his battle with depression, working on SNL and The Simpsons. He tells a story about pranking Bill Cosby. And Howard Stern says, as great as all the other ones were, he connected and this one stays with him more than any other. So I kind of want to check out that interview.
Do that. Do Stern show in a week or so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, week or so. Yeah, about a week from Monday, I think.
That's right.
Is when I do that show. Yeah.
Yeah, got to be Conan.
Get more depressed.
I don't know how much he interviews me, or I just sit there and make jokes that piss off Robin. You have the Vibes info, the story of the store?
Yeah, well, it just started.
Romanian immigrants came to this country for nothing, nothing?
No, it's a husband and wife, Ariana Shah and Ali Shah.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm.
And the guy Ali is an investor for Tyson Ranch, which is Mike Tyson's cannabis company as well.
Uh-huh.
So, and they started one in Huntington Beach and Newport Beach, and you can franchise. So
they're probably doing okay.
Oh, we can franchise, guys.
They look good.
Yeah.
Does it come with a crystal?
Does he have money? Is that part right?
Yeah, because he invested in Tyson.
Well, that doesn't. Investing in Tyson and a boxer's hot farm doesn't make you rich.
Isn't Tyson Ranch the chicken?
Or Tyson Ranch?
Tyson's feeding you like family?
Well, there's Tyson the chicken.
Right.
Yeah. No, this is the pot.
Okay.
Can we? But
no, this is
just because you invested in something doesn't mean you have money, or it doesn't mean you have a ton of money. No. Just. You know.
Yeah, huge following online as well, but I don't like those are the two things that seeing that he's plugging.
Do they do net? I don't want to get his plugs. Do you want to get a net worth or something like that? Do they have that?
They look like he has money.
Yeah,
those two.
Do a little digging. See if he's on a Forbes list or something.
But Max Vada, just so you know, I didn't go, hey, that guy owns Vibes. I bet he's interested in a diverse amount of things. I bet he has a whole bunch of money.
I thought him investing in Mike Tyson's huge weed company means that he had money.
I invested in Lenny Dykstra's car washes. I obviously have a ton of money.
Are you serious?
No. Lenny Dykstra famously went bankrupt buying car washes.
I need that to
be true. I'm saying it's like I've invested in stuff, in yogurt stands and stuff, but I just lost money or I didn't invest a lot of money. Like, I don't know.
His biography is just he's an investor and a yogipreneur.
Oh,
does he have a net worth? Does everyone have a net worth these days?
I can't find it.
It's up there if you're a yogipreneur. That name, that's quite a portmanteau.
Hey, boo boo. I got some crystals. We're going to put them in a picnic basket. All right.
That's good. So Kim Kardashian doesn't just help free inmates. She helps them after they're free, too, apparently.
I have turned the corner.
Oh? Uh-oh.
I was thinking about it. I always think about this world and what it must be like through the eyes. Like, I think of my 12-year-old son. And it's like, when I was a kid, you know, I watched Charlie's Angels. I was like, oh, Cheryl Ann. Oh. And then there's Wonder Woman. Oh, Linda Carter. Oh, she got the lasso.
So hot.
And if somebody said, look, I got a porn tape of her having, you know, graphic sex. Yeah. You can watch it, but you have to burn your family in a fire. Like you have to throw
soon?
You have to take a sock, you have to soak it in gasoline, you have to do that thing in Goodfellas where you hung it around the house and we just lit it up like a tiki torch. I'd go, where's kerosene? Like that's what I'd say. Now we are living in a world where my daughter is watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians. If my son wanted to hop on his phone, he could see a much better version of that show with starring Ray J.
Yeah.
But now I'm thinking about this. I'm saying, let's get her to the Supreme Court. You know what I mean?
I like where you're headed.
Now, look, we're not going to do it by July of this year, but eventually.
This is the long game.
This is the long game. But a long game. So, like, Ruth Bader, right?
Yeah, RBG.
RBG. What if you could just pull up a tape of her with Ray J behind her?
I feel
from behind.
So
that'd be an awesome gift to all the young boys that have come before.
You think people would pay more attention in civics class if Kim K was up there?
History comes alive.
Yeah. I don't know, but I'm telling you, the idea that this person is in their 70s and like sitting on the Supreme Court, and then you could pull out a thing from them with Ray J pounding them from behind.
Yeah,
our work is done as a nation. Like we're done. We've covered every base. We've done everything we can do. We're done.
Shut the lights out.
Buttoned up.
We're just going to step away from the game.
Yeah.
Because we're done. That's what that would mean to me.
Our hands are clean.
So now I'm rooting for her.
Good. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and I'm just going to, there's a little bit of a, the end of this story is going to snap something into focus for you.
You got Rodman's income?
Yeah, well, his online income is $500,000. His online net worth, excuse me. And then they said his income is his most recently through that pot coin currency when they paid for his North Korea trip and they just give him the marijuana cryptocurrency. So a lot of people making money off of weed.
We should, before we feel sorry for Dennis Rodman, keep in mind he hasn't worked in 21 years. Mm-hmm. Like the rest of us go to work. Like every once in a while I'll be sitting around and I'll go, yeah, this fireman, they should get where's their severance package? They should retire at 50, get to full pay pension, for the rest of your life and a pension. I go, And I go, wait a minute, I'm 54. I don't get anything. What? How's that work? And I don't feel sorry. Everyone who goes to work, Dennis Rodman hangs out all day and just bangs hotties. He's drunk.
Yep. He played a game for a living.
That's right.
Played.
Married to Carmen Electra.
That's right.
So here's what Kim did this time. She and Kanye flew.
Ooh, can I say this about Carmen Electra?
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys feel this way. The chicks that I was formerly really attracted to, like watching them making videos, you know, on MTV in the 90s, like the early 90s. Yep. And I don't know what's happened to Carmen, but I mean, the career slows down. Maybe they're hitting the bottle a little bit. Maybe they never gave up smoking, whatever it is. You take a long layoff with them. You know, you take a 10, 15, 20 year layoff and then you see them and you're like, oh my God, what happened here? I need you guys to check in with me every couple of years. I don't want to just get thrown in the deep end of your ugly pool. I need you to,
dip a toe.
You put a few pounds on, so be it. But I got to see something in between smoking hot in a Prince video in 1992 and morbidly obese in 2019. I need a little something.
You get the bends.
I need something in between. I need to check in. You know what I mean?
Like, it's only fair.
Madonna's in good shape and everything, but she's 60 years old, but I've seen her every 10 minutes for the last 30 years. Yeah. So there is no sticker shock with Madonna. Understood?
Yeah.
You guys remember Carmen Electra had you probably remember this, it was obscure, like a start and stop to her career. Like she was like a Prince protege and kind of like a pop dancer, singer kind of thing. And then a few years later, she was like Playboy and like the Carmen Electra.
Yeah,
then she became the Carmen Electra we all know.
I mean, her real name is Edith Cornfeld, right?
Would you like to know her name?
Yes.
She has a sexy name. I don't know why. Oh, it's a porn star's name. Tara Patrick. Tara Lee Patrick.
Oh, really?
That's a sexy name.
That's hot.
Yeah. Was she in Wild Orchid?
Oh, no. That was Fergie.
Okay.
Carmen Electra had like a short-lived like Prince protege pop career in the early 90s.
Wild Orchid, the girl band. Yeah.
Then became like, you know, Playboy center for
Carmen
Electra.
Yeah. She had a song.
Yeah.
She had a hot video song.
The video was pretty sexy.
I couldn't tell you that.
It was a young Carmen Electra dancing and not wearing much. It was pretty great.
Yeah, Max Pata
made me a man.
Carmen Electra.
Her breakout
video. Music song. video. I mean, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't remember.
This would have been like 1993.
Yeah. 1993.
This is like Jenny McCarthy, Carmen Electra, like the...
But she wasn't Carmen Electra. She was like a prince. She was like Vanity, you know,
right,
I mean? Vanity
yeah.
6
oh, yeah.
and like that. Like she was like...
Apollonia.
You know, mm-hmm. Yeah, just made for MTV.
Okay, I can't wait.
It didn't really take off.
Go-Go Dancer?
That was her first single. I mean, I don't know.
Well, see, there's a vid on it.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's pretty damn watchable.
Go-Go Dancer. And as you paint the scheme of things, you'll find you're living in my dreams.
Yeah, I'm the go-go dancer. Hard to see why it didn't take off.
It's like Pauly Shore's Lisa Lisa video.
Is that pre-boob job?
Yeah.
Oh, she can get that leg up.
She can dance, though. And she's doing her thing on a pole. By the way, I own... Oh, Prince, an apology. I normally make fun of him for stupid canned crap he puts out, but... It's so bad.
This is called casting a wide net.
Yeah, please stop with the Prince stuff, everyone. Please. It's bad. It's bad.
Future pop.
He's talented. Yeah. It's bad. Mm. That's what I'm saying. That's a horrible 90s
song. Didn't age well.
No. That's the key. That's how you judge things. Everyone likes stuff now.
Right.
Architecture, fashion, music. That song sounds like shit. What did Prince do with that song? Did he write it or do her?
It sounds very Princey. Produced
the whole album.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just be alone in hating Prince. You guys all be united in hating all those songs. I'll just be alone in
hating
him.
Man.
Okay. By the way, it's not like, well, he did so much for the elderly. Come on, Corolla. Like,
what about his work with children?
He's a aloof douche. Aloof douche.
I've used that.
It's the name of the guy
Duluth.
Aloof douche is the name of the guy who owns the crystal store, isn't it? What was his name?
He was from Duluth, Minnesota.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Let me just button up this real quick. Mm. So Kim and Kanye went and had lunch with this guy that they helped spring from prison, and they're paying for his face tattoo removals. She's helped apparently helped to free up to 17 inmates in the past 3 months. Now, we've been talking about this a lot, and it is really cool, and it's all great, but this will kind of make everything make sense to you. Mm. Oxygen Media has given the go-ahead to a 2-hour documentary that's capturing all of her efforts to free prisoners. It's a move by the network to expand to true crime programming. It'll be called Kim Kardashian, The Justice Project, and it's sort of following her path to wanting to be
you
a
think
lawyer.
The Kardashians, what's Mama Kardashian's name?
Kris Jenner.
Kris Jenner. You think Kris Jenner like lays in bed at night and she's like... I gotta take a shit. Who's gonna pay me? And then her man's like, I don't think they pay you to take a shit. Yeah, but if I'm gonna get up.
Yeah. I don't get out of bed.
Walk over to the toilet and you know, drop my panties and sit down.
What's
we should figure out a way to get paid for this. Because I feel like these guys... are not it's not even that they're beyond eating every part of the buffalo. They're eating the shit that's under the buffalo and stuff that the buffalo thought about eating.
Yeah, efficient.
They're just using everything. There's nothing. Just fucking roll cameras on everything and let's just hand it to Seacrest and make another $1 billion.
And see what sticks. Here's my question. Who's going to be the first one since you know, they're for sale? Who's going to be the first one to turn on Kris Jenner and write the tell-all book about growing up with Mommy Dearest Kris Jenner?
You're looking at him. Oh, you mean in the family?
Yeah, I was hoping for
one
of the
family
members.
I don't know shit about her.
I mean, there's a lot of kids.
I am skilled as a writer, and I have a hell of an imagination, but even I. There's the one kid that doesn't show up on anything, right?
The son, right?
I thought...
Robert?
I thought there was a daughter for some reason. I could be...
The Osbournes have a daughter that was never on their show.
Oh, that could be it.
But there's... You know,
I felt that there was a daughter. Maybe it was the Osbourne, or maybe there was a kid. Maybe I'm thinking of the Osbourne, who just wanted nothing to do with the whole mess.
I know that that's true for the Osbourne reality show. I don't know that there's a Kardashian that we've never heard of. That would be pretty big. That'd be a pretty big story.
Oh, I screwed that
maybe.
Up.
Maybe. I mean, you might know something that we don't.
Poor Rob Kardashian. All he does is have people make fun of him for being fat.
Yeah, that's his whole torturing.
His entire life. Everyone else is going to openings and getting rich, and he's just eating and getting fat, and then everyone just makes fun of him.
Is he still with Blac Chyna? Didn't they have a nasty breakup?
They had a kid.
You jump rope with TMZ on.
They had a kid. Yes, I'll fill you in. They had a kid. They had a relationship. She was getting his weight down, and then I think they broke up after the kid. He put the weight back on, but Brian, be prepared.
Here we go.
He's a sock entrepreneur.
Yes! Get off my turf. Get off my turf, Rob.
God, that's got to be awesome when he shows up at the Kardashian house. How much money did you make selling socks, Rob?
Moved a few units today.
I made almost $400 last quarter.
Oh,
okay.
Got Pepsi's on the phone.
Yeah. Oh, let me. Kim's got a question. What do you want, sweet? Are you eating the socks, Rob? No. Oh, because you're so fat. Oh. All right. Anyway, we need our Mercedes G-Wagon washed. Mm. And we don't want to go down to the brushless car wash.
We can pay you in socks.
Hold on. Kanye, give
him. Skinny, Rob.
Kanye, give him one of your shoes. We'll pay you in a Yeezy.
Just the one.
Yeah, just the one. You get the other after you're done shamming the car.
Delivery.
Once you've shammied it off and you've armor-alled the wheels, then we'll give you the next one.
Yeah. I'm sadly aware of that show because Christy watches it, so it's on in the background. And Rob dipped back into the show after an absence because he had put on weight, and I think he wasn't very happy with his life. And when China came around and that whole thing, and he dipped back out. Well, he dipped back out.
I'm proud to say that both of you know 100% more about the show than me.
Oh, I know a lot about that show.
I only know TMZ's version of Rob. Is what's Rob? Does he put the weight back? I think he's put the weight back on. Anyway, all right, let me hit what I want. Castrol Edge. Yeah, that's what I want to say. Oh, no, you know what? Let me hit that Geico, and then I'll finish with Castrol Edge. Everyone's got the to-do list. I'll bet you save 15% or more on your auto insurance. Just take about 15 minutes. Hop on your computer and find out just how much extra money you could be saving and put in your pocket. Be the most rewarding thing you do all day at Geico. That is geico.com. See how much you could save at geico.com. All right, one more.
All right, well, then let's stay on the celebrity TMZ tip today. Justin Bieber says the photographer he ran over and injured has no one to blame but himself and his fellow paparazzi, according to TMZ.
I hate a pussy. God, do I hate a pussy. I saw this on TMZ, okay?
Do you speak at women's groups?
I'm not saying that he didn't make contact with him with his car. The part where you lay on the ground, call an ambulance, and have a fire department ambulance. Just get up.
Is there footage of this?
Yeah, there's footage of it. I'll show you.
And it kind of looks like something, but we all know it's nothing because at the end, like he was going, get up, and the guy's like laying on the ground going like, no. It's like,
well, and also a giant truck's moving. You kind of want to step out of the way.
Do not stand at night and blind people driving trucks. And if you do, do it from a safe distance or whatever it is. Anyway.
So this is what happened real quick. Paparazzo is suing Bieber for serious injuries he suffered in July of 2017. Justin's pulling away from the place he goes to church in Beverly Hills. He hits this guy. The photographer says he suffered permanent disabilities and emotional scars.
Uh-huh. Well, that's how you know.
Yeah.
If he said, look, I want 50 grand. My knee's pretty jacked up. That's one thing. Permanent disabilities, permanent mental scars. Let's just say it was your daughter driving the truck with no money. Would you say this? Like, it's a deep pocket thing. I hate it. Like, oh, he's got money. Mm-hmm. It drives me nuts. Go ahead.
It's a full bag. Bieber just filed his answer to the lawsuit and says it was caused by the negligence of the photographer along with his cohorts who were getting in the way, trying to snap shots as the singer was trying to drive away. So I'm going to show you what happened. Here's the TMZ clip.
It's not a zero burger. He stood sort of off to the side and semi in front of the truck, and he and Bieber lurched forward and he hit him with the big rubber tire. But he fell down. He's a guy who looks to be in relatively good shape.
Yep, you're in the way of a truck.
They're going to show you now him laying down.
Who's the chick who yells, oh, my God?
The
who
same
is
one
that
for
person?
Dr. Do. Dr. Do.
What's going on?
What did you do?
What did you do? That's how you know it's fake right there. All right. Now get up. Let's pretend you're screwing around on a skateboard and it's flung out from under you.
Don't worry about it, bro. You're good.
Justin's out of the car.
The guy won't get off the ground. That's the part. Like, try. Look, pretend you're playing football and you got racked up a little bit. Now get up and leave.
This is soccer culture right here. This is flopping.
No, I know. That's my boy. That's my boy.
Clearly, that's why we're still taking pictures of you.
Mo, you all right?
Put your cameras down.
The guy's still the guy's just laying on the ground. See, here's my whole thing. He doesn't try to get up. He says, call an ambulance. I've been jacked up in a million football plays. I've been jacked up on skateboards and dirt bikes and unicycles, everything. You try to get up. You get up.
Right.
Then you sit back down again. Or you get up and you go, oh, boy, I think I hurt something. I heard something pop. And you sit down. You get some ice or whatever. You don't just lay there and go call an ambulance. He's fine. He's flopping and trying to get paid.
Well, and Justin's right. He's saying, you know, they're like, what'd you do, Justin? That's my bro. Oh, really? That's your bro? Then put your camera down and help him. Why are you taking a picture of me?
We have really, like, we need to, our society needs to find a fucking mirror, and now we're going completely off. And the stuff about, you know, dignity and a quiet dignity and a man's word is his bond, and I shook your hand, and that's a, we don't have to sign. It's all gone. It's gone 1,000%. If you have money or you have a shred of success with some money that goes with it, you shall be sued multiple times throughout your life.
The cynical part of me is like, that photographer thinks he's at the jackpot. That's his payday.
Of course.
It's sad that I think that, but that's where my line goes.
Listen, you will get sued multiple times if you have even some success in your life now. That's where we're at now. That's how it works. That's the new world order. I don't know. We're going to have to figure out something, because there's you can't, if you employ somebody and they quit, they can sue you, and the cost of dealing with all of that is way more than settling with the person. And there's a whole bunch of lawyers that know about that, and California law is all on their side, and all the employment law and all the everything is all on their side, and there's nothing you can do. You have to change the law. We need tort reform. We have to do something, because it's all sides on the guy who's flopping, and all sides on the employee who just quits and decides to sue. It's all on them. It's sort of like patent trolls. It's all, we need to recreate the system. The notion that, well, sure, you could do patent trolling, but you wouldn't do that. But yes, you would. Yes, you would do everything. The California bar is a piece of shit. I've had guys, I've talked to Mark Garagos about the California bar a million times. I said, I had this piece of shit lawyer lived under it. He just said, give me $10,000 because it rained and the shit went in his pool. And I was like, let the insurance guy go, let him go. No, give me $10,000 or I'm going to serve you with paperwork. Blah, 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 blah. He's doing it. I moved out of the house. He's doing it to the chick who lives in the house now. He's a lawyer. I say to this guy, fucking call the bar on this guy. Call the bar on him. He's a fucking lawyer. He sends letters to his neighbors saying, I'm a lawyer. Give me $10,000 and I won't have to sue you. To his neighbors, over
like
nothing.
Extortion to me.
Take him to the fucking bar. And Mark Garagos says the bar doesn't do shit. They're not doing anything to that guy. They don't care. Okay, so here's the deal. Bieber's always going to be around. People like this piece of shit who flopped are always going to be around. Sorry, they're always going to be around. Rich guys going to be around. Guys trying to capitalize on rich. We have a system that favors the guy who flopped. That's the problem. It's not the guy flopping. It's not Bieber. It's the system that favors the flopper. And that's what we have. And of course, there's going to be more of this because we have a system that's asking people to do it. It's like, of course, whatever, welfare and EBT stuff and the food stamps, there, it's going to keep growing because people are enticed to take part in it. It's a system that entices people to be at their worst. You're getting the EBT thing, you're going to Jack in the Box. We are enticing you to be bad. It's not. I don't blame the people. People are weak. They're fucking weak. They're stupid and they're weak. And they'll do whatever's easiest. I mean, you look at divorce law in California. Like, it makes people fucking be horrible because that's the system. You have people that don't deserve half of whatever, did nothing, all they get fucking half. you know, right or wrong, you know, Tom Arnold doesn't deserve half of what Roseanne made. Sorry. And Bezos is a bitch. I mean, that's alliteration. Whatever. At least she was around. But, I mean, she still doesn't get half. I don't care. That's the way it works. We have a system that makes people do bad things. And we have lawyers who are more than happy to do their bidding. More than fucking happy. Mm-hmm. And they're all over the fucking place. You make a rule and you go, oh, it's Americans with disabilities. You know, we're going to help out Americans with disabilities. You go, okay, that seems good. Next thing you know, you got a bunch of fucking lawyers telling guys to walk into the handicapped stall. And if there's no fucking bar set up in the stall, then we need 10 grand or we're filing with American disability. You don't think there's going to be a whole cottage industry? No. Everything we do is, oh, that's a good idea. Yes, for the little man. Say what? Disability guys, they shouldn't be discriminating. That's fine. That's where it's start. You want to know where it ends? Mm-hmm. Whole cottage industry of fucking lawyers and a whole bunch of people they just send into restaurants and sue small businesses, but they never sue them. They go, give me 10 grand or give me 25 grand and we'll just call the day. So that's where we're at. It needs to be fixed. It needs to be fixed. We're enticing people to be weak and show a lack of character. Okay.
We're succeeding.
Well said.
Thank you.
Would you like me to bring it home?
I still need a middle picture of Carmen. No. Okay. Yeah, bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina, Gina Grad!
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Getting sweaty.
Put yourself in a better mood.
Castrol Edge, man. That's what I say. Heat, friction, viscosity, breakdown, rob your engine, maximum performance, friction. Results in a loss of performance of up to 10%. Castrol Edge, engineered with fluid titanium technology. Physically transforms to be stronger under pressure. Helps fight friction, deliver maximum levels of performance for your car. Three times!
Three times, fool!
Stronger against viscosity breakdown, leading oils. Castrol Edge, unlock the performance in your car's engine. I was literally just talking to Nate, making the films over there, and you know, it's like, oh, my business guy, my lawyer guy, and the paperwork, and Nate's got to get his paperwork, and why is it taking so long? And I'm like, Nate, and I were walking the other shop, and we're talking about working on the Shelby dock, and we're talking about Uppity, and we're talking about everything. And Nate's a good dude. And Nate's like, hey, man, like, we've been working on this paperwork for like a year, and it's not done. And every time your guy sends over 25 pages, I got to pay somebody to review it. We just get on with it. And I was like, I wish we could. Yeah. God damn, do I wish we could. Because I've never fucking sued anybody, and I don't think you're suing anybody. But my people are tired of it. They're tired. Mm-hmm. Every one of their clients, everyone they know, they're all get fucking sued, including me. And now this is it. Piles and piles of fucking paperwork mm-hmm. that I have to pay for, that you have to pay for, that we'll never use. Mm-hmm. This is our utopia. Mm-hmm. It's fucking guys making piles and piles and piles of paperwork of every possible conceivable thing that could happen. So it's memorialized on a piece of paper. So you can't sue me. Sorry, Nate. You're a good dude. I'm a good dude. That's it. There's a third dude. I'm tired of the handshakes.
And meanwhile, no work's getting done.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Stuck in the mud.
Working great.
All right. Let's see.
We made it, everyone.
Hey, I'm going to be down at Luftfest or whatever.
Luftfest? Celebrating Dragon Luganus?
Oh, it's all sold out. But if you're there, if you got tickets, Universal Backlot, me, Porsches, air-cooled Porsches, I'll be hanging around. Sonny will be there, so come say hi on Saturday. Brea Improv, well, we talked about that, May 17th, 18th. Denver Comedy Works. Love Denver, man. June 14th and 15th, doing live stuff everywhere. Get Not Taco Bell material. It's available now on Amazon and iTunes and Chassis and all that. Say hi to a new podcast with Chael Sonnen. Oh, UFC superstar. Love that guy. Podcast one. He can talk, too. So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Tony Price and Larry Miller and Gina Grad and Ball Brian saying mahalo.
Hey, boys.
Ace and Shecky, let's do it. Good for me.
Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new episode of Good Sports. Dave Damashek here, Adam Carolla over there. Ace, we're a week and a day or so removed from the NFL draft. I wanted to talk with you about it last week, but we got caught up with other important conversations about chips and TJ Hooker and so on and so forth. So it occurs to me a couple of things. It's just marvelous, Ace. You know, you like to crack wise, and so do I. But it's hard to be cynical when you watch these 21-year-old kids surrounded by their entire families. And even though they all know it's coming, that when the moment arrives, the pride from the mom and everybody, and they weep, and their lives are just – the entire family's trajectory is changed by this. Who would you hug first?
I'd hug Kimmel.
He's at the big table with you.
And sound you, and that'd be about it.
Somebody should do that. Somebody should just bring their pals instead of their family with them.
I don't know. Where do you come down on hugging Goodell? I'm not for it. I like it. Look, call me old-fashioned, but I'm the guy who went to my kid's second grade open house or whatever. And when I went in and met the teacher, Miss Go-Go Boots with the nose stud, and I saw her dome-lidded Frappuccino with the – first off, just imagine your third grade teacher just drinking a full-blown milkshake with a big dollop of whipped cream on top of it, like during the school day. That would have been, if Mrs. Parker would have, she could drink a little Sanka in the break room, but nothing in front of us. That was all tap water. But she drank the thing. It's got her name written in a Sharpie, Stacy. I walked right up to the table. I said, yeah, you may want to turn this in. You know what I mean? You want to advertise to the kids.
Right. It's supposed to be a mystery for at least the first two-thirds of the school year. What's her real name? Right.
Yeah. And, she's like, oh, they all know my name. I'm a vestige of the past. Mm. I understand it. Like, I get it. I'm old-fashioned. But I feel the commissioner, he shouldn't be hugging it out. He should be the commissioner. Hug it out with the mom and possibly the dad, depending on if you play a skill position or not. But either way, do all that. But do not hug the commish.
I agree with you.
And by the way,
Because they love to talk about it. It's all business. The players get savvy and they're like, it's pro football's a business. So come out and just do a proper handshake. And when he tries to hug you, stiff arm him.
That commish, in a few short months, may be putting you on a 6-game suspension for breaking a substance abuse or domestic violence.
Now you're going to feel bad for embracing him, right?
It's going to be weird, yeah. Now you get you two hugging it out, and that'll be on the front of the paper. And also, what are we to think about the commish? Like, maybe he was swayed by your embrace. We don't know.
Cover of Us Weekly with the cut mark between you and the commish. Happier days, rocky times now for the commish. That's always fun to see and to bounce off those guys in the moment of doing that. But I was talking to Devin Bush, who the Pittsburgh Steelers traded up to take at 10th overall. I think I've told you before, I root for the Steelers, so I was paying extra close attention to that one. And being a Pittsburgh native, that's where I was born and raised. I warned him, just so you know, get your ear ready. Things sound different. People don't say Ben Roethlisberger there. They say Ben Roethlisberger.
Right.
Roethlisberger, dude, he's running. The two Brownies is chasing him. And, dude, he just, like, shrug him off and he throw it into the end zone. Touchdown, dude. Mm-hmm. The Brownies didn't even know what to do. And Devin Bush said, I don't like that.
What does that mean?
I just didn't like. It's like people really talk that way. I don't care for it. Like, well, all right. Well, it is what it is, man. I'm not going to be able to change it for you before you get there.
As a spectator who's seen this video, which is glorious, by the way, it is hilarious. It is so awkward. Damashek does this whole performance of what it's going to be like, and while Damashek's still talking, he goes, "I don't like that."
My country music singing, though. I just riffed with a country music singer there to the delight of these players. 20 minutes before their dreams come true, and they have some boob singing country songs to them. Anyway, so I'm talking to Devin Bush, and it occurred to me.
He related to Reggie?
His father, though, was in the NFL. Devin's was. I can't. You know what, Gary?
How about this? He has an uncle named Davin Bush.
No way.
Yeah.
I love it. Wow. Two Devins. How about that? You know how I marvel at Jack and Jim Youngblood being on the Rams at the same time. Not related. How about two guys named Devin, both middle linebackers, drafted in the first 10 picks of the NFL draft? Really weird thing. Devin.
Now you sound like Lynette.
So, you know, listen, amidst all these dreams coming true, the small matter that, hey, 21-year-old guy, go move to some part of the country that, you know, really 2.5 minutes before you'd never considered, you've probably never been. What would you say as a well-traveled fella like you are? What would be the toughest adjustment from where, what background to what city in the NFL would be the hardest one to acclimate to?
Well, let's say this is provided that they, let's say, went to high school in the city or state that they played their college ball in, so they didn't move from SoCal to Nebraska. And
I guess there's more of that now, but yeah, it used to be when we were growing up, if you went to, you know, if you went to UCLA, you were probably from SoCal. You didn't move there from Texas, mostly.
I'm going to pick a place that doesn't have a professional franchise. I'm going to say you went to the University of Wyoming and you were a cowboy.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
And then you went to the Miami Dolphins.
That would be that would be jarring, yes.
That would be jarring.
Because there are people in this country who I think have barely – I remember when I went to Indiana University, Bloomington, Indiana, the first guy who I met, my roommate in the dorm – was from French Lick, and he had a mullet, and he literally, this is not an exaggeration, literally had three tank tops, the three primary colors, and three matching pairs of shorts, and then undergarments somewhere stashed away, I'm assuming. And that was it. French Lick, Indiana. And as we spoke into the evening, it was revealed that I'm a bar mitzvah, that I'm Jewish. And he's like, "You're Jewish? I never met a Jew before." I think that would probably be jarring for somebody from Wyoming. Same sort of thing. It's weird that in the 2019, that's still true, that people in pockets of the country have never met people of color, people of different ethnicities and everything else.
Well, you know.
What about the other way, though?
I think, but there's people of color, but a totally different, like if you grew up in Louisiana versus going to Miami, Chicago, you have a totally different people of color relationship. You're dealing with a totally different people of color.
And then, but then the other one, I guess that would be more jarring if you're the Wyoming guy going to Miami than being from, you know, like you say, Miami or somewhere like that and going to Green Bay.
Yeah. Although I would say own it because, I think, LBJ, CPK, KFC, Kamar, BFD, who's over there?
Adam Carolla's turning into an 83-year-old man in front of our eyes here. You know that rapper guy.
Kamar, Bilya, Abifa.
Oh, yeah, Abufa. KGB.
KGB.
KGB, I work with his brother, Akbar.
He couldn't be happier. He runs that whole city.
That is
He's got acreage over there. If he was in Miami or he was in, you know, Manhattan, he'd be another ballin' brother, but he wouldn't own acreage and be the toast
of
the town.
That is so right, Ace. And his brother, Akbar Bajabiamila, is the host of American Ninja Warrior. And that's exactly the story that he tells, that in the small town, he's the big fish in that pond there. But still, that's where it's one thing to move from Green Bay to Miami or L.A. and be like, whoa, people live like this? This is crazy. The weather's always good. Imagine, like, what kind of weird stuff happened to you that you choose, once you get to Green Bay, like, you choose to live where it's frigid 8 or 9 months a year. What happened to you? It must be the mindset.
Yeah. I do think those guys are a much bigger fish over there.
Yeah.
And we have it's a black guy and he's 7 foot tall and how's he going to fit in? He's not going to fit in. He's going to be the honorary mayor of that place.
Like Mayor Goldie in Back to the Future.
KFC.
Who, by the way, is a terrible mayor.
His brother, AFV. Sorry.
Hey, everybody. Stop. Why? Because trains cannot. It can be frustrating if you're running late to find yourself stuck at the railway crossing, and if the signal's going and the train's not there yet, you can feel tempted to sneak across the tracks, but don't you do it. Don't ever, because trains are going faster than you expect. It can take a train over a mile to stop, don't you know? And what used to be your car is now just a crushed hunk of metal, and what used to be you, well, perish the thought. I don't even want to think about that. So if the signals are on, the train's on its way, just remember one thing. Stop. Why? I'll tell you again. Because the trains cannot. All right. That's it, Ace. For Adam Carolla, Dave Damaschek, Good Sports out. Good Sports.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Leave us a voicemail if you like at 888-634-1744 for tickets on all the live podcasts, main events, books, movies, and more. Go to AdamCarolla.com and stay tuned for AP News.